For the first time in about 20 years, we could be close to seeing a vaccine for Lyme disease. This as tens of thousands of cases are reported to the CDC each year, leaving some with painful afflictions for the rest of their life and little to no treatment. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Wendy Adams, Research Grant Director at the Bay Area Lyme Foundation. Wendy, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So how much of a game changer is this? I understand it's a late stage study from a Pfizer and a French pharmaceutical company.
Yes. So if efficacy is shown in phase three trials, it will be a really important tool for public health officials to fight Lyme disease. It is just one tool, however, and vaccines are never 100% effective. So we really want to also be pursuing better diagnostics and therapeutics, as you mentioned.
Because of what's happened in the last couple of years with coronavirus and monkeypox, I mean, people are so much more aware of vaccines and potential afflictions and viruses and things like that. I mean, in the very least, it raises this up, you know, into the forefront of our minds.
Yes, and I think that what we're excited about also is that a company such as Pfizer, which is really the largest pharmaceutical company in the world, has recognized that this is a major public health threat and is addressing that through their own commercialization efforts. And that's exciting to us. And now we're hoping other companies will also recognize this. And just to kind of address what you were talking about, 30,000 to 40,000 cases are reported. However, the incidence is really closer to 500,000 a year, and that's just in the U.S. So it's really a very common infection, certainly on the East Coast and in the Midwest, but also here in California.
How prevalent is it in the Bay Area? Because, you know, we hear about people saying, you know, got to be careful when you're out on the trails. And sometimes out there hiking, I'm seeing, and I'm guilty of this too, skipping along with my shorts and short sleeves.
Well, the interesting thing about the Bay Area and California in general is that we have a very diverse ecosystem. And that ecosystem means that we have different infection prevalence in different parks. So in some parks, like China Camp, it can be as high as a 20% infection rate. And in other parts of that county, there can be a much lower infection prevalence rate. One thing it's important to mention is that this diversity or this ecological diversity in California also means that we have different strains of bacteria than you might see on the East Coast. And we also have a much higher prevalence of different infections for which the Lyme vaccine wouldn't address. They're in some cases related to Lyme disease, but they're different enough that the vaccine won't work. And then there are different bacteria as well that can be transmitted by the same tick bite. So even though we hope to have a vaccine that is, you know, 80% effective or more, we're still going to really want to counsel people to practice tick bite prevention.
Wendy, thanks very much for the perspective. Wendy Adams is the research grant director at the Bay Area Lyme Foundation. This as late stage trials are being conducted by Pfizer and a French pharmaceutical company that might bring the first vaccine for Lyme disease that we've seen in about two decades.